Claimant is Doralis Vadi Rosado, MRI lumbar spine, dated November 15, 2022, was submitted for review period. This is a biplanar bisequence MRI of the lumbar spine of diagnostic quality period. The two planes that are provided were sagittal and axial images, period. Paragraph. The osseous structures of the lumbar spine are normal, period. Paragraph. The disc spaces are normal at L12, L23, and L34. At L45 and L5S1, there is a mild disc bulge, predominantly to the right side. Period. There's no foraminal narrowing or canal stenosis as a result of these disc bulges. Period. The posterior elements, including the facet joints, appear normal. Period. Paragraph impression: disc bulges at L45 and L5S1 without canal or foraminal stenosis of the lumbar spine. Period. Paragraph. Next study is a cervical spine MRI, which is a biplane bisequence study of marginal diagnostic quality. Period. This study is dated 11/15/2022. Period. Paragraph. The osseous structures of the cervical spine are normal. Period. Paragraph. The disc spaces, the intervertebral discs are normal in all levels, with only a mild disc bulge noted at C67 period. The intradiscal signal is normal in all levels except at is essentially normal at all levels, period. There's no foraminal narrowing at any level or any canal stenosis, period. There's no thecal effacement, period. The facet joints and uncovertebral joints appear normal on this low-resolution imaging study, period. Paragraph impression, essentially normal MRI of the cervical spine with a slight disc bulge at C6, C7 without thecal, without canal stenosis or foraminal narrowing, period. The next study is a MRI of the left shoulder, dated September 14th, 2022, period. This is a multiplanar, multi-sequence study of diagnostic quality, period. Paragraph. The osseous structures of the left shoulder are normal, period. Paragraph. The rotator cuff demonstrates supraspinatus tendinosis, period. The infraspinatus demonstrates mild tendinosis, period. There's no tearing of the rotator cuff, period. The subscapularis is normal, period. The the subscapularis demonstrates some insertional tendinosis without tearing, period. Paragraph. The labrum is normal circumferentially, period. There's no superior labral tear appeared. There is a correction paragraph. The biceps tendon is normal and it's located within its groove without any tenosynovitis appeared. Paragraph, there's a slight, small amount of subacromial bursal fluid consistent with subacromial bursitis appeared. Paragraph, the acromial clavicular joint is normal without arthritic changes appeared. The glenohumeral joint is normal without arthritic changes appeared. The visualized musculature is normal appeared. Paragraph, impression, mild, correction. Transcription is to the osseous structures. Please add, there's a small subchondral cyst of the humeral head at its mid portion near the greater tuberosity period. Impression, small subchondral cyst of the greater tuberosity, comma, tendinosis of the supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and subscapularis, comma, no evidence of arthritic changes of the glenohumeral or acromioclavicular joint, comma, and no labral tears or rotator cuff tears noted appeared. Paragraph, next study. The next study is a left-hand MRI dated August 31st, 2022. This is a multiplane and multi-sequence study of diagnostic quality. In paragraph, the osseous structures of the left hand demonstrate no overt fractures or abnormalities appeared. Paragraph, the flexor tendons of all digits appear normal appeared. The volar plates of all digits appear normal appeared. There's a marker overlying the third metacarpal appeared. The extensor tendon surrounding this area demonstrates tenosynovitis appeared. There doesn't appear to be any disruption of the extensor tendon of the third digit appeared. Paragraph, the visualized carpal tunnel appears normal, appeared. Paragraph, impression, third digit extensor tenosynovitis of the left hand, otherwise normal x-rays, normal MRI of the left hand, appeared. Thank you, Andy.